Some parts of this episode I recorded on my little weird fucked up old Android phone that doesn't always record very well, so just it jumps a little. Little pieces are missing, but I think it still makes sense, so just to warn you ahead of time. Do not adjust your set, it's just the recording. It's a little messed up. I'm recording this on my phone again. Sorry for the shitty sound quality. Didn't occur to me I was going to do an episode till I left the house. Just going to the mall. Gotta hit Walmart, get some shit. Gotta get a blanket because it's getting cold. Last night was all cold, so I like half woke up enough to pull on some long underwear. It wasn't enough. I need an actual blanket. Maybe get a pull-up bar if I can find one. Walmart. Anyway, I've been in a mood, man. Yesterday Steve Jobs died, the Apple guy. And I stayed up real, real late till like 5 in the morning working on this XO I'm doing about Scott Bromley. It was awesome. I got a ton of shit accomplished, like a big chunk of it, like roughed out. But I was up real late and then I woke up real early today. I just couldn't fall back asleep, so I just drank a bunch of coffee instead. Just figured I'd try to push through it. But now I'm just in a shitty, fucked up, weird mood. Now I'm out of the house, this does feel a little better, but and then I get stuck in these little Twitter holes. Don't know how many stupid fucking tweets I wrote today, but I know if I followed me, I'd be like, shut the shit up. But, so it's like, it upset me. Twitter, you can't take as a real barometer, probably, of the world, but this reaction to Steve Jobs dying, I mean, I'm not into Apple shit, I don't care at all about the stuff, but the guy himself was really interesting. I'm gonna do an XO about him sometime. Just a really unique dude, you know? It's not a coincidence that they can't find someone else to replace this dude now, you know? When he was gone from Apple, they were just seemed as though they had no head. What actual input he had in making any of their stuff, who the fuck knows? But just, I don't know, like he was a weird drug dude when he was younger, and then like he would blow off his university courses and just go to like, or take calligraphy, you know, it seems pointless. But that was a big part of why early Apple computers, like the way the fonts are and stuff, like the notion of design being important. There's this picture of him that's just him sitting on a bare floor, just like a computer and a lamp and some books maybe. Just like, you know, he's kind of into half-assed, you know, spirituality and stuff. I just feel like he was a really, really neat guy. And the big sweeping trend on Twitter for people to talk about, oh man, what a shame he's dead, was iSad, lowercase I, capital S-A-D, like an iPad, but sad. And it just, man, it made me upset. It's just like, that is the most stupid fucking bullshit nonsense. I would go so far as to call it disrespectful. It's just so fucking lame. It's like some shitty half-assed joke that's practically like a mockery, and everyone just jumped on this fucking thing. Like, just say rest in peace, man. Say anything. Just don't try to be clever with your little fucking, it just, I don't know, I guess if it doesn't bother you, you're never gonna understand why that's so fucking just this sad and just pathetic. Just it is just the definition of being mundane. Being a bland, lame fucking jerk-off who never had a fucking original idea ever. I said, fuck, like, you live this gigantic life and that's what you get when you die? You get I sad? Holy fuck, you know? It really flared up. Just, I feel like I used to feel when I was 16, you know? Used to read Ayn Rand books and stuff. There's big people that live big lives and have crazy ideas and try crazy shit. And then there's just a bunch of sheep. There's just a bunch of bland, shitty, fucking cotton-brained fucking people who think eye sad is an okay thing to say, or worse, think it's clever. Think it's like, that's clever. Fuck you, clever. And I really think it's a kind of catch-22 also with just Apple as a company. I mean, it's really big time now. It's really mainstream. It has really caught on, but the prevailing image is an Apple store in a mall. You know, it's mall shit now. That's what it is. It's not... I mean, when I was a kid, my next-door neighbor had a whole bunch of Apple computers because he was a graphic designer and made menus and stuff for restaurants, and you couldn't do that stuff on a PC. You did need an Apple computer. It was for artists back then. Now, who is it fucking for? It's for your fucking grandpa. It's for you go to the mall and you buy some fucking horse shit. I don't know why the mall angle never occurred to me until today, but it fits. It's the people that would say, I said about this guy. He's fucking dead, you pieces of shit. You fucking idiot. Fucks. That's all you have to say? That's all you have to fucking offer? Just, yeah. I don't know, I guess it's just having just the fucking mundane nature of people that just fucking just tossed in my face like this. It's been some time. Sort of forgot just how useless and fucking shitty people are when somebody who was a maverick dies and this is what you get. I said I could fucking kill you. I could just fucking, if I could form their collective heads together, I would just stomp their fucking faces in. Ah, it'd be awesome. All right, I'm gonna play a song that is ludicrous that this even exists. So, that metal band from the 90s, Korn, they ran out of steam and then they turned into like this weak production for a while, songwriters and tons of instrumentalists. And then they tried to go back to their old style for an album. And now, in their continuing weird flail, they're putting out a dubstep album, which is just fucking strange. But the result is kind of cool. This is the first single that's been released off this thing, and I don't hate it. No, it seems appropriate.
Shut the fuck up!
man, Canadian winter is definitely on its way. In the time it took me to cram shitty mall food in my face, it went from light to dark. Even in that food court, like, each place has got, you know, a few little people here and there, and the McDonald's is just a mass, a glut, like 10 or 14 people waiting. You cannot underestimate the power of advertising and momentum. Just that it's what people know and it's what's always been around. There's no way McDonald's is the best thing there, not even fucking close. And in Canada, it ain't cheap either. Anyway, I was thinking, anger is not even the actual true response. Even just that first segment I recorded, like, partially it's because I'm outside and there's people around, but anger's not really what I feel like. You know, it's just, even as I was talking, it's like that. I don't really feel this. It's somewhat disingenuous because anger is just the rote response when I haven't taken the time or I'm just too tired or just unable or unwilling to parse my emotions and figure out what they really are. Because it's not anger as much as it is just this sense of despair, you know, where, again, maybe it's weird that I, well, no, it's not weird. See, I was going to say, isn't it weird that I don't care at all about Apple shit, but Steve Jobs is very interesting to me. Apple has become like the opposite of what Steve Jobs' life was. It's so rigid and so predefined. You know, I guess people say it's easy. It's easy if it works for you, if it does click with how your thought process goes. But if it doesn't, such as it doesn't in my case, it's just a disaster at every turn. Every fucking thing I touch is complicated and weird, and I can't figure it out, and there's just roadblocks everywhere. Not malleable and not on my wavelength. I don't know, I think it's ironic that a guy who had such a shotgun blast of a life headed up a product line so very narrow. Anyway, it may be presumptuous of me to say, but I feel a certain kind of kinship with Steve Jobs. I mean, he was just unapologetically weird, but not in like a Wozniak way. Just in a sort of a, he's like this hippie businessman, you know? Or I guess he tested the boundaries of things, of society and of his own abilities. Like, he went off and did some weird things and explored some weird corners. And I guess that's what frustrates me, is how many people don't do that, how many people just fall into line, can't see outside their own sphere and never look for those edges. And then it becomes abundantly clear how little is going on in their heads when things like this pop up, you know? How often is, I mean, Steve Jobs is a guy that's going to be remembered for some time. There is no one else that is like that guy or that could have the same kind of place in the history of computers. And that's then, you know, when it's time to say something, say something, Mark. Fucking say something! It just, this rote fucking, it's just, it's so disappointing. It's that people don't even know that I said is not clever, and in fact is so unclever that it really just, I think, doesn't border on offensive. It offends me. It should just, I don't know. I mean, in general, I think I'm generally at a pretty good place with, more or less happy with the world, happy with our society. But Jesus Christ, they just seem like braying fucking cows today. I'm gonna play a KMFDM song. This is from their album Nile. That is a fucking awesome album. It's called Disobedience. And I'm sure it'll make me feel better, because it always does.
Is
You know, one a lot more comfortable lately is whatever overall mental state you're in, whatever general epiphanies about life you might have, don't expect them to last. You know, I was under the assumption that the evolution, it doesn't go in a straight line. It's not trying to get anywhere. Like, I spent a lot of time in the last few years just really trying to be cool, trying to chill out, be more accepting of just everything about life. Like, why fight it, you know? But now that this, like, 16-year-old version of myself is careened back into my head, where I'm just fucking disgusted with people and just fed up with how shitty they are, just fucking very annoyed, ready to reject. It's like, that's cool. It'll only be here a little while. Let's just let's take from this what we can while it's here. The next thing will come along eventually. It's probably better that, you know, one's mindset does cycle, because just being single-minded about anything for, you know, long periods of time is probably not healthy. But one thing that's gotten me back into this mindset, ice cream truck just turned off, thank God, is the term noblesse oblige. Nobility obliges, roughly. Basically, it means, it's an old school French term, that if you are nobility of any kind, you know, you have what other people don't have. And you have certain responsibilities that come along with that. You know, if you're going to have a better life than other people have and have more abilities and more options, then you are supposed to comport yourself in a way appropriate to your station. Some people take it in a socialist way of, well, you're supposed to give back to those less fortunate. I don't see it so much that way. I think of it more just in comportment, but I like that notion that you have a responsibility to act appropriately to what you have. And I feel like here in North America, the easy way to take it would be, well, you know, we live in the greatest society, the richest society that has ever existed on this earth. You know, dress up a little. Look after yourself. But I dress pretty shabbily. I don't think the physical aspect is a thing so much. I mostly think we have an obligation to a certain level of mental activity, a certain amount of awareness, a certain amount of being present and thinking about your life. And I just don't think it's okay to just live in North America and eat Taco Bell and watch shitty TV shows. Noblesse oblige demands that you just put a little more thought towards your life and towards your place in it and toward the world in general. That's all. Other things will come. That's the first step. If you would just do that, if everybody would just do that, just be a little more aware, a little more on the ball. I mean, we are the nobility of the human race. We are the fucking royalty of history. No one's ever had it so good. And arguably, maybe nobody else will for a long time, you know? And I just don't feel like we're living up to that station. Sometimes I wish I was a person who could gain weight. I wish I could just gain 100 pounds and then lose it, just to be like, fuck you, look at that. I did it, now you do it. I want to take up smoking and quit. I want to do heroin and quit. I'm not gonna, because I'm not fucking stupid, but sometimes I want to just, I don't know, man, just fuck everyone and their stupid shit. Fuck you, whoever. Whatever your stupid fucking shitty problem is that you can't overcome, fuck you. Go fucking eat a bag of cocks. Alright, let's listen to a song that also cheers me up. It's this band Spoon. Back when I did the XO episode about my friend's marriage, not Joel, but the other episode, she sent me a bunch of songs to use, and one of them was Don't You Ever by Spoon, and it's real good. I really like this song. It makes me think, like, I should really go listen to more Spoon stuff, but I just don't have time to listen to music anymore, to dig through stuff. And a lot of times, like, maybe maybe I'll listen to everything that they do and just won't grab me. I mean, it takes a while for songs to sink in, and I just feel like I don't have time. Maybe it's okay that just this one song passed across my consciousness, so here it is, you know? We'll just listen to that. I don't know. I always feel like I owe an obligation to bands, but I guess I don't, really. Who cares? Or I feel like I'm, you know, a disingenuous fan. I'm just like the one-hit wonder guy, but oh well, whatever. That's what I am, you know? Fuck it. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. Don't You Have a Bus, Boone. It's a real good song. I told you I can't make it slip. Jim, can you record the talk back? Record that, Jim. Bet. I'm back home, so back to the good recorder. Gonna record some shit while I clean up my room. Give me something to do. Man, my fucking house is above a convenience store. I just noticed today walking by, there's like a little fucking table set up for people to sit there and do their little scratch-off tickets. Oh, never mind. Someone's home. It's probably Craig. What's up with scratch-off tickets? Lotto tickets, that's all I was gonna say. Spare you the rant.
Hello.
Hey.
All right, that was Craig just came home. It was kind of nice. Blabbed with him for a little bit. He headed back out because he has a girlfriend and whatnot, which I do not. It's nice just to socialize a little bit or become re-socialized. Not just hanging out by myself, being a fucking weirdo. Get a little human interaction. Bring the brain back to normal. Now I'm going to get back to cleaning up my room. So, let's just listen to music while I do that, man. But staying along the lines of the incredible, disgusting failure that most North Americans end up being and just their fucking slovenly, garbage, shitty lives that inspire no one to anything but suicide. Let's listen to Julian Hatfield as this album called Total System Failure that's pretty fucking awesome. Let's listen to her sing about how people suck fucking balls. I thought of this because there's a song on it called Noblesse Obligée, but it's not a very good song. Let's kick it off with The Victim. And Juliana Hatfield's a bit of a weird duck where she definitely has a mean streak, but none of her songs are really all that tough sounding, you know, even if the lyrics are just brutal. I throw my baby in the trash. No one said I can't do that. And that's pretty harsh, but it's not a very harsh song, really, sounding wise. That whole album, though, it's kind of nice, because that's sort of the vibe, is just like, hey, Walmart. Not even Walmart itself. Sure, Walmart was very difficult to fucking build. But all the people in Walmart, fuck you. Go fuck yourself, you slobby fucks. This is from that same album. This is Total System Failure. This song has these really plodding kind of verses, but the chorus is fucking awesome.
Okay, I gotta go.
When I was looking for that Julian Hetfield album, it's difficult to find. Couldn't find Torrance, couldn't find a Media Fire thing, finally had to go on to Soulseek. So easily forgotten, the albums of the recent past. Anyway, I came across this torrent of just random bands doing acoustic versions of their songs. And this one is awesome. It's Galaxy, the first song from Blind Melon's album Soup. It's just a real good fucking song, man. So let's listen to that.
Yeah, I tell you something like that. You're gonna listen to my...
I think I just need to take an internet sabbatical. Just gotta not go on fucking stupid Twitter. What's the point? Just always makes me think like I'm being annoying and posting too much shit and harassing people with my stupid opinions. And what for, you know? It's just to get some kind of response back, but then if I get a negative response, I'm like, duh. But of course, I mean, if I'm just bitching about shit, what the fuck kind of response do you expect to get, you fuck? Oh, but it's just, man, it's so hard to escape the motherfucking internet. Like, when I moved out to Vancouver and I didn't even have a computer for a couple of years, that was not so bad. And last year, I didn't have internet at home. I had to go out of the house, like, go to the library or find a coffee shop. It's not so bad either. It's like, there is no way for me to avoid fucking around on the stupid shitball internet except to just not have it, you know, to just not have the option. I'm not complaining, though. I mean, it's nice to have the internet again. Like, I don't know, like, I just... TV shows have started again. It's easy to download them. The Sex O I'm working on, Scott Bromley mentioned Gilmore Girls, so I checked out a couple. I kind of dig it. It's definitely a girl show, but it's, like, actually funny. It's not, like... Sex in the City is a girl show that I hated. I just couldn't stand that shit. And, you know, Gilmore Girls, I can just download it. There it is. Just, I don't know. It's like, I feel like I need to communicate less. Or I need to communicate real style. Like, today, and I'm getting all worked up about stupid Steve Jobs. I talked to other Keith about it a bit. That was fine. Craig was home and didn't even bring it up. I just don't care. It's like, yeah, I'm just spending too much time by myself. I'm getting weird. Gotta find more reasons to get the fuck out of here. Do things with myself. Alright, let's find another song. Alright, this is kind of cool. Cardigan's my favorite game. Acoustic-y style. This is a little short thing too, so maybe I'll play the real version after this, because it's also a good song, and I like it, so why not? Let's do it! Do it! Stop me! I dare you to stop me! I'm losing my mind, man. Oh, why didn't I sleep more yesterday? Fuck, it just makes me crazy all day. Alright, Cardigans.
Thank you.
man, whenever I'm cleaning up, I keep coming across this one fucking thing that I got over a year ago. I pulled this out of the paper. I always mean to make an XO segment out of it. Just get people to read this, but man, it just makes me so sad. It's called The Companion Corner. How to book an ad. Toronto region. $25 per month plus GST. It's just a fucking, what do you call it? A personals, but it's for really old people. Funny, active, slim, 60 years young woman, 5 foot. What does N/D mean? This other one says N/S. I don't know what that is. Looking for a man 60 plus to become best friends. Enjoys movies and lots of laughter. Mature gentleman, late 70s, non-smoker, retired. French, English, Canadian. Wishing to meet a 70 plus lady who's also friendly, warm-hearted, for intelligent, positive companionship. Pleasant lady, petite, mid-70s, seeks caring senior gentleman for companionship and to share good times together. To find a sincere friend would be a dream come true. I don't know. I guess I never made it into a thing because I haven't done one of those little grab bag ones with different segments in a while, and it's just fucking depressing, man. You're fucking 70 and you're just, I don't know, man, that sucks. Still just looking for somebody. Whoa. So I guess it seems inevitable. Inevitable loneliness. That's why I wanna, man. It's the only way I can see out of it, really, is looking after kids. I think that would be fun to do when I'm old. It'd be fun to do anytime, but when I'm old, I think that would definitely give life a lot more sense of purpose. Doesn't it just seem like that wouldn't be so bad? You get up every day and you got a daycare to help run. And then one day you die, you know? Oh well. Just seems so much better than just a horrible, lonely slog for your remaining decades. Oh, Jesus. Well, I guess since it's what's playing in the background, I'll play some more Blind Melon. This is Change, acoustic version. It's a nice little tune.
Guess he had to change. Thoughts are broken, you know, you keep on till they pay me. He had to change.
I was just gonna go to the bathroom, but I was like, oh, where's my little fucking Android thing? Because I could check email while I'm in the bathroom. Like, I can't go to the bathroom without checking my stupid email. It's fucking, it's ridiculous, man. I am an addict. I need to do something about this. Anyway, that's enough for this show. Just finish off with one last thing. So, KMFDM, back in the day, in the late 90s, they broke up, sort of, and then reformed as MDFMK, a different record label. But it was the same people from at the time. It was a good lineup for KMFDM. Wasn't the original lineup, but is good. Anyway, that was a pretty cool album, and then after that they switched back to KMFDM. I'm going to play the song Torpedoes, because I like it a lot, and that is the end of this fucking stupid podcast, this stupid, dumb show. We'll be right back.
said, it's the next day. I got... shit, I got a lot of sleep. I think I got like 11 hours. I feel a lot better. It's weird, I just got stuck in this rut where I kept finding reasons to stay up. Even though I was just so dog tired. My brain wasn't even working anymore. Finally, what did it is... I don't know, I guess everybody has male and female aspects of their personality, right? But at very rare times, I don't know, it's like I can get this other person that's like living in my head, this much more sensible than me girl. It doesn't happen often, but last night, totally felt that. I'm across from the airport, by the way, so it's gonna be maybe a little loud. Just like this voice suddenly came into my head that was like, you go the fuck to bed. You're being ridiculous. What the fuck are you doing? And then when I woke up at 6 a.m., again, it's like, should I watch fucking some TV or something? Same voice, like, go to sleep. You need the sleep. Stop it. It's handy, man. A 1% of the time split personality that helps kick your ass into gear. It's not bad. So today, woke up, drew a comic strip I've been doing every morning. It really is nice to wake up, do that right away, gets me into gear. It's a lot better than watching a TV show or checking email or playing a video game. Then installed the pull-up bar I bought yesterday. And then jumped on my roommate's bicycle, went for a bike, put the gears on the hardest setting. It took like 20 minutes or so, 25, before it was just hit my wall and I had to start using lower gears. But yeah, man, I feel a lot better. You know, it's October now, it's not going to be long before it's cold. Once it snows, I guess I can forget about biking. I wanted to catch the sun while I could. It's a real nice day out, so glad I did. And this chick walking by is real, real hot. There are a ton of hot, exercise-y people. I guess that's the trick, right? You gotta be out doing your exercise every day. You don't just get hot by accident. Oh. So while I was biking around, I was listening to the new Limp Bizkit album. The first one in some time. It's the original lineup all back together. And I gotta say, I don't really care for it that much. Limp Bizkit's one of those bands where a lot of what people used to criticize them for, like kind of weird, dissonance not the right word, but they would have just weird sounds and stuff that were not totally pleasant. But I really liked that about them. And then later on, people gave them shit for just being so lame, which they were, because that's like the two sides of Limp Bizkit is, like, their first album was just cool and fucking weird and crazy and new. And then the next one was a lot softer. And then the one after that, even more so. And this is in that mold. They're definitely going for let's not fucking freak anyone out too much. Let's make music appropriate to a frat boy who's not especially masculine. But this one single, it's called Gold Cobra. It kind of got stuck in my head, even though it's a pretty lame song. I really like the chorus. I'm in the golden as gold as a golden yow, golden cobra. So yeah, just to finish off this song, this show, cap off all that nonsense a little bit. After the new Limp Bizkit, I'm gonna play this one song from this little EP they put out in 2005, where they went back to their loud, freaky metal, strange but wicked roots, and no one liked it and no one bought it. But it's too bad, because it was fucking cool. I really dug it. This is a song from that called The Truth. So I'm gonna play Gold Cobra, which is about as good as it gets on the lame side of Limp Bizkit, and The Truth, which is the awesome side of Limp Bizkit, the crazy, fucked up, weird guitar, crazy ass shit, fucking cool as fuck song. And that's the end. I gotta get back on my bicycle. I gotta go find something to fucking drink.
aggravated, stupid shit, man, I hate it. Bitches lying, bitches crying, suicidal, getting lined. Getting mind, bouncing freaks, losing sleep, counting sheep. Absolute cash and loot, man in black, packing heat. Born and blazing, rotten, raising fingers up. Time to wave them, show these players playing that they better get their ass to praying. They won't be nothing but dice after the cutting. I'm gutting them like a fish, they gonna wish they never push my button. The door is shutting and a knock will do you no good. You're getting nothing while I rock here in Hollywood. I'll tell you something else, you can take it to the bank. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all people think. Holding the gold, it's a gold, it's a gold. Plus you turds down the drain, down the hatch, throwing craps, throwing matches on the gas. Check the match, check the wheels, check the ride, pay the bills. Burning miles, want a smile if you're feeling versatile. Versus wild, flipping bitches, grinding trucks, skating digits, hating, robber, hardly hating, knife and slice your shit like bacon. Sick and tired, you was fired, I'm the truth and you's the liar. The door is shutting and a knock will do you no good. You're getting nothing while I rock here in Hollywood. I'll tell you something else, you can take it to the bank. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all.
Enjoy the pain with accepting your grief. yourself fall asleep. Resurrect the attention. Once your vision is now mass produced, imagine the insult's a blessing. Imagine accepting the truth. Imagine accepting the truth. Imagine accepting the truth. Imagine accepting the truth. Just imagine accepting the truth. Imagine accepting the truth. The pendulum's swinging. Head noses is taking control. Now you linger on a shadow of doubt. Have you really figured what you're all about? Don't trust your instincts. Just open the chamber where you keep those darkest regrets. All the things you've done wrong. Rebellious at heart all along. Is your leader a voice? Somehow you replaced all your game with a debt. Now the payback's a bitch. Why owe your life to a bitch? Absolutely pathetic. And regret it when told you are made of mistakes. Imagine that insult's a blessing. Imagine accepting the truth.